The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of the night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you must be prepared, for at that hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. Who then is faithful and prudent servant, whom the master has put in charge of his household, to distribute their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant who his master upon arrival finds him doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come home on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him to a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, when I was a child, so it was many, many years ago, my parents said, "Oh, we're going to go off and do something, and we should be home about 9. Okay, so I figured I could enjoy myself till about 8:30. I don't remember what I did, but I'm sure it wasn't the best thing. I didn't get all my stuff done, but I was good till 8:30. I was not good when they came home at 8. And they looked at me and they looked at what I was supposed to have done. And I kind of went, "Well, I was going to get to it, honest." Yeah, well, I had some other times that I get to spend not doing things that I wanted to do. We don't know when the Lord will come. Could be right after Mass. We could go out there and there's the Lord saying, "Hey, here I am, come on." We just have to be ready at all points in our life, doing the best we can every day, every moment, every hour. And so when the Lord pops up and goes, "Hey, here I am," you can go, "I was expecting you." We can all try that. I know there are times where it's like, "Man, I don't want to expect the Lord right now. I'm having a tough time, you know, it's this, it's that. Oh, and the traffic on the 210, I mean, it's, give me a little bit of time, Lord, but right now I'm not in the best of moods." And the Lord will go, "Sorry. You don't know, I mean, wouldn't we all be surprised if here we are driving down the 210 and you look over at that person who you thought may have cut you off and you see the Lord driving and kind of waving to you as he goes by? I mean, wouldn't that be something?" So, let us be prepared. We don't know the time or the hour. We'll just be ready. So when the Lord pops into our life, we can go, "Nice to see you, Lord. I was expecting you."